Greetings and salutations, Audio Boom. Please step once more into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83. Or you could also call it a cuckoo farm at the minute. It's amazing how when you're writing music, a lot of people think that the hardest part is to play an instrument when it truly isn't. The hardest part can be writing the lyrics to the songs when you have a creative block. And when you've got something specific you're trying to say, well, you kind of end up getting the ump about it. So, welcome to the world of Watts, basically, right now. It's all topsy-turvy. I'm kind of tearing what little hair I've got left out of my head. It's one of those where you know what you want to say, but you're trying to put it in an articulate way that's impactful and memorable, that doesn't detract too far from the story or confuse anything. Because unfortunately, one thing I have noticed with a lot of artists out there, when they write their lyrics, it tends to be either A, repetitive and the same thing all the way through, or in a lot of cases, it's just a load of really nice lines all mishmashed together that don't really mean anything in context. And then it's people trying to find meaning to it, you know. That's what I tend to find, and that's what I try to avoid. I also like to hide a little bit of cryptic stuff in there, in the sense of I like to make references, a bit like if you ever get to hear Maiden Voyage, which I would like to figure out how I could possibly post that onto Audio Boom, but we'll just have to figure something with that out at some point, so meh. Oh dear, stretch out a little bit. So yeah, at the minute I'm kind of just tearing my hair out with that and just trying to get the last two lines of this first verse. I mean, the music is there, I know what I'm doing musically, I know the length, I know the syllables, I know the structure, you know, what's, you know, the sort of idea I've got around it. It's just trying now to get it all down, and going all right so far, but just at the minute, it's like I feel like I'm on the brink of getting something. It's just trying to reword it in a certain way. It's like I know, like I said earlier, I know what I'm trying to say. It's just wording it in that way that will be memorable and also maybe captivating for the audience. And it's a little bit frustrating when it's just not as free flowing as it could be. So the minute I'm just kind of trying to suss out what it is, or the way to say what I'm trying to say. So, you know, I'm sure you guys have probably been there before. Might even just need, for instance, the company of the Empress Wiley a bit later on, since it's my day off today and tomorrow. Spend some time with the Empress Wiley. In fact, tomorrow I'll be going to an open day at the NHS to basically look into care assistant. 15 years of being in the same job, and to be honest with you, I'd like to move towards something where you can be a bit more helpful for people and just do what you need to do to assist people. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy or easier than what I'm doing at the minute. It's obviously going to require a lot of hard work. But it's nice to be able to do something. What I mean is, it will be nice to be able to do something rewarding. I have spent time lately just, in essence, getting my head down and getting on with the job. Sorry, I just noticed that for a second then phone was lagging, and that's how I record my booms. So I hope that last bit came out all right. If not, then it'll probably just be a really hilarious jumble, mishmash, cluster, whatever. Anyway, but that's the plan, because ultimately, things that I want to achieve in my life, you know, I mean, I'd like to be able to, you know, people automatically who know me think that, oh, you want to get into the music business and stuff. That's more for job satisfaction. I would love to be able to write and record songs for a living and entertain an audience with them in a band, as a part of a band, and, you know, to be able to bring happiness to people that way. But beyond all that, more than anything for myself, I want to get married. I want to be a dad. I want to be able to, you know, provide for a family, you know, all these simple things, you know what I mean? And yet reaching out and actually grabbing those brass rings don't seem so simple, unfortunately. So, you know, whatever. Keep working towards it and keep trying. And hopefully this NHS thing might lead to something that can put me in a position to do that, you know. So I feel like I'm rambling a bit at the minute. And I've still got about just coming up to 4 minutes left. I don't think I'm going to be able to stretch it to fit that. So, because while I'm recording this, I'm still trying to think of these next two poxing lines, excuse my French. So I'm just, as you can tell, getting frustrated with it. Not really much more to tell, to be honest with you, Audio Boom. It's a shame when I can't fill up my full 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes there to fill and I can't even manage that. So maybe I'll have to maybe even do a boom later on, as long as I've got internet connection on this rotten infernal contraption that I'm recording on at the minute. As long as it don't start playing up again. But maybe we might even have another special guest. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to say if H is up for it. And I'm not just talking about the Empress Wiley. I'm talking about maybe we might do a boo a bit later on together, but with a friend of ours. So, oh dear. Anyway, I think I'm going to wrap this one up for now, Audio Boom, to be honest with you. Because again, like I say, I've run out of things to say and I feel like I'm stretching it now. So, peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.